Time to bring in our favorite handicapper of all time, Gabe Morenci. You can follow him on Twitter at SportsRage and at FNTSY SportsNet and FNTSY Radio. Gabe, how you doing? It looks like you had a massive storm go up your way this week. The Yankees looked miserable in the weather last night. What's going on? How are you?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think you pretty much signified the week here in New York. And there's a definite sort of somberness in the city today. It's amazing how much impact a baseball team can have, but they're the Yankees. They're the biggest show in town by far. You know, you can't walk 2 feet without somebody with Yankee gear on in this city. And I think even the most ardent Yankee fan realizes that it's over right now. It's been pretty frustrating for them, too. And listen, I'm a Dodgers fan, and this series has been very, very reminiscent of the Dodgers-Astros World Series from a couple of years ago, in which the Dodgers consistently got the bases loaded every inning or so. Every second inning, the Dodgers had, like, the bases loaded, essentially, in that series. And they just couldn't cash it in. And this is what happens. You know, you live by the long ball, you die by the long ball. As you mentioned, Craig, you know, the weather, it's a little chilly here right now. The ball, people can talk about the dead ball, live balls, the ball's juiced, the ball's dead. You know, I'm tired of the players complaining about the freaking balls. You're both hitting the same ball, all right?
Yeah.
Cardinals, oh, it's going 4.6 feet less. Hit it 4.6 feet harder than next time. You know, when you take into consideration, it's freaking October, guys. It's not, you know, you're not in July. The humidity is not the same. But I know we're pressed for time today. Long story short, I like the Astros a lot tonight. The Astros didn't get to be who they are by letting teams off the hook. Verlander goes tonight, lay the juice with the Astros. This is all over but the crying.
Well, I mean, the Yankees 0-7 with runners in scoring position last night, and now they're hitless in the last 14 at-bats with runners in scoring position. You don't even need home runs. Just get a hit.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I compared them to an NBA team, Pete, that, you know, they don't play defense during the regular season. But in the playoffs, you know, we're going to try to start playing defense. And, yeah, that's all cute, but you're not going to be as good as a team that already played defense during the year. They can't situationally hit. You know, as you stated, everyone's trying to hit a grand slam when the bases are empty on this team. And when the bases are loaded, you know, you look at the Astros. They got a guy on first. You know, next thing you know, he's crossing the plate one way or another.
Yeah.
They get a home run. They get a double. They get a single. They'll play small ball, long ball. They can beat you in so many different ways. A Nationals-Astros World Series is going to be a lot of fun for a baseball purist, though. Great pitching matchups.
Gabe Morenci is with us, Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. All right, switching to college football, we had the biggest upset of the year last weekend when Georgia lost to South Carolina. Anything catching your eye on the big board this weekend?
Yeah, that game really frustrated me, guys. I do a show live for the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands every Saturday afternoon watching the games, and I jumped in on Georgia in-game. Plus 145 when they were down 17-10. I thought for sure they were going to come back. They tie the game, and then subsequently they deserve to lose. And it's not the field goal kicker's fault. I focus more on the pros this year. I've narrowed down my college picks. I do like a couple of games. And because I'm a degenerate, I'm going to be playing tonight. What a big night of sports we have tonight.
Yeah.
UFC from Boston, actually, tonight too, guys. And believe it or not, there's actually a fighter on the card tonight named Boston Salmon.
That's his name.
And that's not even his nickname. That's his name.
Really?
Yeah. He's not from Boston.
Yeah.
And they're fighting in Boston.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to win, though, for the record. But anyways, yeah, UFC even tonight. A couple of college football games. That FAU-Marshall game is going to be a fun one. I think FAU on a roll right now. And, you know, it's all or nothing with Kiffin. And right now, it's all. The buffet is open. It's a revenge spot. They got beat up pretty good last time they played this football team. I'll lay the 4.5 points in this game tonight. Another really schizophrenic team playing tonight, UNLV Running Rebels.
Yeah,
this is a team that got smashed by like 30 at Wyoming, but then goes into the SEC and beats Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And I get it. I know Vandy is, you know, they're not Alabama, but still.
Yeah.
UNLV beating an SEC team on the road? You know, they have talent. Looks like their quarterback, Rogers, is going to be out tonight. This isn't the same Fresno team, though, from the last couple of years. I think the point spread could be a little high. Proceed with caution, guys. It's a Friday night D-Gen special. There's a lot of other big stuff going on. But, you know, that's what I'm looking at sprinkling on tonight. Florida Atlantic and a little piece of UNLV. There should be some points in the UNLV game tonight as well. But my best bet of the night tonight is definitely the Houston Astros. College football tomorrow. I am a Michigan fan, and, you know, me and Craig, we're going down with this ship here.
Yeah.
They're not as bad as people think they are. I think 9 points is too much. One thing I'll say, though, guys, you look at this rivalry between Penn State and Michigan. Michigan got the best of them. They're 4-1 against the spread the last five. Yet, they're never close games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're always blowouts. You know, it's been like 5-6 years since they've actually played a close game.
Yeah.
Generally, Michigan beats them up, and then when Penn State beat Michigan, they drilled them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know it's going to be close. Maybe it isn't. Maybe Penn State messed them up. I'm counting on Michigan's defense making enough plays. I think Patterson and Gattis are starting to get on the same page a little bit more right now. And you know, 9 points is just too much. And I also love Temple. Temple's a great football team, guys. When I say great, I mean, I don't want to throw it around loosely, but a great team to bet on, very physical. They can actually play some offense now. Rod Carey came over from Northern Illinois. Is a perfect fit for the Temple Owls. He's just kept this thing going. They're 5-1. They're getting 8.5 points. SMU are a good team this year, but Temple's going to be able to trade with points with these guys, and Temple's defense is better. They got a better defense. They're going to be able to trade points, and we're getting 8.5 in a game that I think whoever has the ball last wins. I really like Temple and the over tomorrow in that game.
All right, on to Sunday. Like you said, we've been concentrating a lot more on NFL games. They seem, I don't want to say they seem easier, but they seem more logical from time to time. A lot of interesting games on the board on Sunday. Where do we want to start with there, Gabe?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Craig, because I've always been a college guy over the years. Whenever years ago people asked me, I remember 20 years ago or so, you said, all right, Marenzi, you get a TV on Saturday or Sunday. I'd be like, ah, not even, like, give me Saturday over Sunday. But I guess as we get old, I'm like, damn kids, you're too unpredictable.
Yeah, right, right.
I'm like, God, I hate college kids. I watch these games. I'm like, why did you do that, kid? Like, I like the poem, why did you do that, son? Why did you do that? But all kidding aside, I like the NFL card this week. Let's start off right here in our backyard, Danny Dimes and Danny Jones at the New York Football Giants. Hey, listen, they win this game. Suddenly they're only one game out of first place because someone's got to lose in the Dallas-Philadelphia game.
Yeah.
So the Giants have actually sort of made it a season again, and their schedule eases up a little bit right now. They get Arizona. Arizona's been a hot team. It's coming together for them. But Giants have been off for 10 days now since that Thursday nighter. Jones struggled a little bit the last couple of games, but it's against the Vikings and the Patriots. He's going to have a heck of a lot easier time now against a Arizona defense ranked 30th in the NFL. Atlanta racked up 444 yards last week. Saquon Barkley's back. Evan Engram is back. Jones has never had Barkley. Barkley got hurt in Jones' first start pretty early in the game, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, Danny Jones never really had a full complementary of weapons, and we saw what he did even when he had a few of his wide receivers on the field. So the Giants finally getting healthier. There's actually a little bit of a home field advantage now. The Giant fan base has been rejuvenated. There's enthusiasm. It's a tough place to play. Early start time for Arizona on the West Coast team, East Coast here. And I tell you, it's not the warmest weather here this week. It gets pretty windy out there. I'll throw it out there quick. Teddy Bridgewater, all he does is win, win, win. You should play that song on the way out. Teddy Bridgewater now, guys, 27-7 against the spread.
Wow.
You believe that?
No.
Amazing.
He's 27-7 against the spread in 34 National Football League games that he started now, gentlemen. It doesn't get better than that, and in fact, it's the best winning percentage and spread percentage in the history of the National Football League in the Super Bowl era.
Wow.
Minimum 15 starts. I mean, this is incredible numbers. And we're getting 3.5 points.
Yeah.
Another thing is the Saints are unbelievable in the month of October. 19-1 in their last 20 games in the month of October. They've actually won 15 consecutive games in the month of October. Whatever reason, Peyton is the hunt for red October, turns into green October because he cashes tickets and puts money in your pocket. Give me the 3.5 with the Saints. I don't care about the spot. Even without Kamara, they're still going to hang in this game. If the Bears win, it won't be by 4 points. Here's another crazy trend for you, too, as far as the Seahawks owning teams from the AFC. 14-1 straight up last 15 times they played against an AFC team. This is going to be a fun football game between Baltimore and Seattle. But Seattle are one of these teams that people don't fully believe in, but all they do is just win and cover every week. They've actually turned into a better road team. They're 0-4 against the spread the last four home games. I expect that to change, though. I think Seattle's going to win this game. you know, 31-24, 31-26, maybe a little higher score. It's going to be a track meet. Love the over of Seattle-Baltimore, and I like Seattle to get it done, guys.
All right. Sounds good. Talk about Gabe Morenci.
Sorry.
Turn on your mic there.
I know,
Pete's a little under the weather today. You got to forgive him. All right, go ahead, Pete.
Yeah. I feel you. It's one of those days, guys.
No, it's been all week.
I was late for my ferry to get across the Hudson, and then the ferry, like, kind of broke down. It was going like 2 miles an hour. I used to have to run up 34th Street, like up a hill. I was sweating like a marathon runner. I picked up my headset. I dropped it. The batteries fell out. I feel you guys. It's Friday.
Well, just for, you know, that for the Packers, they're a 5-point favorite, I think, right now against the Raiders. But I think that's going to change in the Raiders' favor because their top three receivers doesn't look like they're going to play. Adams is out. I think two other guys are out as well. Adams is out. Valdez, whatever his name is out.
Yeah, Scanlon.
Scanlon's out, and I think their other receiver's out. So all of a sudden, the Raiders might have a shot with this injury report the way it is right now.
All of a sudden, the Raiders have a shot at the division.
Right.
As right now, with Mahomes being out, they say 3 weeks. We don't really know.
Right.
Could turn out to be more. They're not, and pardon the pun, but more is less. They're not going to be able to win with Matt Moore.
Right.
He's that bad. And I know, you know, you guys saw him in Miami. That was years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, he's aged. He's not the same quarterback as he was years ago. And he was used to be a scrappy guy. Didn't mind coming into a football game. Even with the weapons that he has around him, it's going to be a problem for Kansas City without Mahomes. And sometimes you got to admit when you're wrong. And, you know, we talk about you can't chase when you gamble too much. God knows we've all done it. But I was wrong about the Raiders. You know, I sort of mocked them coming into the year. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Gruden and Chucky and, you know, and all that hype. And I do respect Mayock. We had the Antonio Brown circus. You know, they played well in game one. I'm like, yeah, all right, good for you guys. And then, you know, they got pasted in Minnesota. I'm like, yeah, here we go. Here we go. But this team is freaking resilient, guys.
Yeah.
They've shown a lot of heart. They've got young guys that are buying into Gruden's system. They're enthusiastic. They're happy to be there. They had a bunch of vets on the team last year that didn't really like Gruden, sort of rolled their eyes at his rah-rah stuff. They got a bunch of young guys on the team now. It's a good mix, and they're a scrappy football team. I like the Raiders plus the points. It didn't make the cut as far as my best bets of the week,
yeah. But
I'll probably have a piece of the Raiders when it's all said and done, if not even in a teaser even.
Gabe, just I don't know if you're putting any action on the Houston Colts game, but I'm intrigued by that one. I believe it's Indianapolis -1. They're coming off a bye. I think Houston is playing pretty well. How do you feel about that game?
I do like that game. And you know what? The Indianapolis Colts have absolutely owned the Texans. Hmm. All right? They've won like 4 of the last 5 or 5 of the last 6. I know they're 8-3-1 against the spread in the last 12 games against them. Even going back to the Peyton Manning days. All right. When Peyton Manning was there, they owned them. Andrew Luck owned them as well. Well, payback is a you know what, and it's going to happen this week. I'm not getting in front of Deshaun Watson and his Houston Texan team. It's legitimate Super Bowl contenders right now, guys.
Yeah.
You know, Pete and Craig, we've talked about the Texans over the years. They've always been right there. O'Brien just sort of seems to get in their way.
Right.
Well, O'Brien's staying out of the way right now, and they've really figured it out. Put up 84 points in the last two games. The offensive line coming together right now. Tunsil, comfortable. If you give Deshaun Watson time, you're not stopping this kid. They're probably the best weapons. People can talk about the Chiefs. Yeah, it's hard to beat right now. You got DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, Kenny Stills coming back this week. A great 1-2 combo. This Johnson and Hyde thing, two guys with chips on their shoulders. They've combined for 665 yards so far on the season. Colts coming off the bye week. And, you know, yeah, it was a nice win against Kansas City. I kind of think it's a weird spot for them right now.
Yeah.
I don't like teams off a bye week. I mentioned it with the Bears. I like the Saints in that spot. And I think the Colts are sort of caught flat-footed here with a team that really hates them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Houston's going to come in here with passion and a mandate to win this football game. And they also know that they can pretty much bury everybody. They win this game. They got a 2-game lead. And they're really going to start rolling, the Houston Texans. We've been waiting for the Texans to break loose for years.
Yeah.
This might finally be the year. You know, my Buffalo Bills are in the mix, but one of these years, we're coming for you, Pete Sheffer. We're coming for you, baby. It's like Rocky, but I'm coming for you,
yeah.
Mr. T.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. That's Gabe Morenci. You can find him on Twitter, @SportsRage. Gabe, have a fantastic weekend, my man. Thank you once again, as always.
Hey, may the winners be yours. And quickly, I like the Eagles at the over in the Sunday nighter as well, guys.
All right, sounds good. Gabe Morenci telling you how you should put it all down for the weekend.